Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. It's Elizabeth. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, can't complain. You know, it's Monday.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
how about you?
Yeah, about the same. About the same.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? So the question I had for you, so I have a deal. It's for Rico, and it's for Print for Pay. And it's for about $95,000, and I have the credit report here. I guess I'm concerned of getting this credit report to you in a secure way. I'm just trying to think about how to do this. Like, you know, I was going to scan it to you, and then I'm like, I just, if something happened, you know, and not that I want to take this lady, I think it's a lady, not that I want to take their credit or steal their identity, but, you know, I'm worried. So how do you normally do that?
You know, is it through Experian by any chance?
It is.
Okay. So it's probably the same report that we use, so I might be able to actually use that one. I've got vendors that use Experian as well, and I just have them forward me their credit report for their clients, and I just use that report. But
okay.
We have a secure server. I mean, I understand your concerns, but we've never had any issues, at least to my knowledge, as far as any fraud or anything on our end.
Okay.
If it's a PDF, you might be able to just send it to me, you know, in a PDF and just to my email, and it should be fine. I've never had any issues personally. Like I said, I don't know of anyone that has either.
Okay. Yeah, because she has a 573 score. So I think you said you could work with lower than 575, right?
Right. I mean, they look at a lot of different factors. They'll look at her time in business, the industry type. They'll look at any comparable debt that might be on her credit report or business credit as well. So there's a lot of factors they look at, actually.
Okay, let me see. I did have a credit app for her. I think it did say how long she was. This name is kind of weird. Rene or Renate or something like that.
Yeah, one of those tough ones.
Yeah.
I have one now that I said I'll figure your name out by the time we finish your loan. I just murdered everything.
Right?
Try to say it.
Oh, no, I think it's a male. Male, okay. Rene. I'll see if I can PDF this. I was able to print it out from my system. Let me see if I can print it to PDF and send it to you like that. But yeah, and I think I have a credit app as well that has their time in business. I'll have to do some digging for that. But yeah, that was my biggest concern. I'm like, oh God, like if something happens and like, I wonder if there's a way I can like encrypt it so that like you'd have to like, haven't you seen those before where people have to like log into a certain website? It's like because it's like secure information.
I've seen those, and I've also seen where you have to put in like a code. So you could text me what the code is, and I have to put in the code to actually open it. If you want
to. Okay, let me try to. Like yeah, let me try to do that. I would hate because we're like, you know, FDIC insured. Like, oh yeah, it'll be like Wells Fargo all over again. You know, corrupt LCA employee sends credit report. You know, unsecured.
I hear you. I understand your concern, but it shouldn't be a problem. I mean, we've never had any issues, and we don't want anything like that to happen either. So.
Okay, cool. Well, let me try to figure this out, and then yeah, I'll text. I have an 858 number for my cell phone, so if you get a text from an 858 number, it's me.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.